From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. On Tuesday, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz were denied entry into a federal detention facility in Homestead that is housing an estimated 1,000 minors who are separated from their parents at the U.S. border. Less than 24 hours later, President Trump signed an executive order ending his administration's family separation policy, which, until that point, he had adamantly denied even existed. But the end of the policy separating children from their families in the future doesn't necessarily mean the reunification of those already separated families now.
That was the most disappointing, or maybe one of the most disappointing things about the president's executive order. It was completely silent on what's going to happen to the thousands of children who have already been separated from their parents.
That's Sarah Pierce, a policy analyst at the Migration Policy Institute. MPI is a nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank that compiles migration data, amongst other things. Its compiling of the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey data is how we know, for example, there are an estimated 27,000 unauthorized immigrants in Lee County and another 22,000 in Collier, or 4% and 6% of those counties' general populations.
We have 11 million unauthorized immigrants in the United States, and we don't know what percentage of them are applying for asylum.
Pierce says what they do know is that about 20% of people apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border express fear of returning home. Determining whether or not that fear is credible is how asylum is ultimately granted. Amian Kaku is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida. He says the route to asylee status has recently changed under the Trump administration's self-proclaimed zero-tolerance policy for border-crossing offenses.
It introduces criminal proceedings in all cases so that people who are seeking asylum are essentially deterred. So it's a very deliberately cruel interpretation of the law.
I'm not sure that you can say it's actually been interpreted differently.
That's Pierce again, talking about the frequently name-dropped and often under-explained Flores settlement. So let's back up.
The Flores settlement is a 1997 settlement that was the culmination of 10 years of litigation regarding how we treat unaccompanied children.
So basically, if a minor crosses the border, the United States can't hold them in the questionable circumstances they had been in some facilities in the 90s. In fact, they can't hold them in any facilities at all for more than 20 or so days, thanks to the Flores settlement.
That certainly applied to unaccompanied minors. And in practice, it also applied to their parent.
There's a but coming.
This administration has been expressing a lot of frustration because in 2015 and 2016, a series of court decisions came down saying that the Flores settlement applies not only to unaccompanied child migrants, but also to accompanied children, so children who had arrived in family units at the border.
So it's not the interpretation of the law that's changed.
What seems to be different about this administration is how they're expressing the different ways their hands are tied.
Immediately following his signing of the executive order putting a stop to the family separation policy, Trump said the no-tolerance policy still stands. So where does that leave the children who have already been separated from their families? Or the ones coming in? Will they be detained for criminal processing too now? The resounding answer so far has been,
I have no idea. We have no idea.
I'm Rachel Iacovone. This is WGCU News.